City Council has given Brandt Industries a 5-year, 100% tax exemption for its new trailer manufacturing plant at 76 Lancaster Road, even though the company purchased the site in 2012. Brandt would need to provide a minimum commitment of 60 full-time jobs each year as part of the agreement. Furthermore, the provincial government would have to provide annual approvals for exemptions on the education portion of property taxes. Council approved the recommendation during its October 11 executive committee meeting. Jamie Logan recused himself from the vote because he had a conflicting financial interest. Council unanimously approved the minutes from that meeting, without comment, during its October 24 regular meeting, which means the motion is now official. Mayor Clive Tolley explained during a media scrum that council approved the tax exemption because of Brandt's current work at its new plant and the fact the project is creating new jobs. City Hall created this policy around 2016 because it was attempting to attract manufacturing jobs at that time, explained City Manager Jim Puffelt. With Brandt, it plans to create 100 to 200 jobs as part of its new manufacturing plant, which fits the criteria of the incentive policy. And it's important to fulfill those terms of the policy that's out there, he added. So processing plant, Donald's Fine Foods project to turn the former XL beef plant into a sow processing center has fallen behind schedule. It was supposed to open this year, but is now expected to open in early 2023, if supply chains and other issues cooperate. The company has made a huge commitment to operate in Moose Jaw, exemplified by its operation of Thunder Creek pork for more than 10 years, said Puffelt. So, he was confident the company would come through these delays considering it is a tremendous corporate citizen that does good work in the community. They employ a lot of people already. They're going to employ a lot more. And it's like everything else, you can't control what happened with COVID and the supply chain and everything else that has resulted since 2020, he continued. And you just got to work your way the best you can. The next executive committee meeting is Monday, November 14.